Mostly clear tonight, going down to the low to mid-50s. Then one last taste of summer in the forecast for this weekend. Sunny for Saturday and Sunday, highs in the lower 80s. Currently, it is 71 degrees. Shelter-in-place orders in Ballykinwood have been lifted. They were put in place this afternoon following a police chase that crisscrossed between Philly and Montgomery County. Our news partner 6ABC reports it all began before noon when police spotted a suspicious vehicle on the approach towards an armored truck. Three people are in custody following the chase. They are believed to be connected to a series of armed robberies in the Philadelphia region. The closed Crozier Chester Medical Center and Springfield Hospital are for sale. Interested buyers must submit their bids to the bankrupt parent company, Prospect Medical Holdings, by Tuesday. WHYY's Kenny Cooper reports the push to reopen the dead hospitals is alive and on wheels.
Through the weekend, Delco residents can expect to see a roving billboard truck. The truck will amplify the message. Lives are at stake. Crozier Health was once Delaware County's largest hospital system. It's been closed for months. Peggy Malone used to be a nurse at Crozier.
We are begging Prospect to please do the right thing and sell this land and this building to someone who wants to keep it a hospital.
PASNAP, the union that used to represent nurses at Crozier, is urging the bankruptcy judge to restore service at the hospital. Kenny Cooper, WHYY News.
I can't recall the last time we've had this, but there are no local sports teams on the docket for tonight, but we'll certainly make up for it tomorrow. Game one of the National League Division Series between the Phillies and the Dodgers is at the bank. The Union will be hosting New York in Chester, and we'll even have exhibition hockey in South Philadelphia between the Flyers and the New Jersey Devils. The Sixers are playing as well. They're playing the New York Knicks, but they'll be overseas. It's an 11 o'clock game, and it's part of the Abu Dhabi Games.